This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, let me take some time here to slow it down, because I was speedboating through that last segment, getting into, I mean, really, this is Matt Gaetz not only putting forth the good fight for Republican voters and what Kevin McCarthy said he was going to do when he was fighting to become Speaker of the House, but this now, I would say, I mean, how long do you give Kevin McCarthy to respond to this or officially file this subpoena written by Matt Gaetz for him? I mean, I would say 24 hours till the end of tomorrow, but hell, we can give him to the end of the week. I don't think it's going to make a difference. So what does that say? What does that say about Kevin McCarthy? And then how do House Republicans respond? Now, we learned, we've learned this really more so beginning when Donald Trump ran for president, how not all Republicans are Republicans. Many Republicans are actually Democrats. And then we saw another example of this. I mean, basically, you know, it's your Bush, McCain, deep state military-industrial complex Republicans that at this point just might as well be Democrats, because they're not with the American people. They're not with the American agenda. But we saw in the impeachment of Ken Paxton how he got stabbed in the back by Republicans. That was Republicans that did that to Ken Paxton. And they failed. And Ken Paxton's attorney, Tony Busby, who's now running for city council in Houston, Texas, in his concluding statement said, "This is the end of the Bush era. This is the end of Bush politics in Texas." Hope he's right. Time will tell. But in this impeachment case, he won. Now, to get back to Kevin McCarthy. Now you have, at this point in time, a demarcation line, a threshold for Republicans in the House. And I think you're going to find who the real McCoys are and who the empty suits are and who the Democrat operatives are, many of which we've already removed, like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, and soon Mitt Romney will be gone as well. If you don't get behind Matt Gaetz at this point, at least with this subpoena, on the continued resolution vote, that's kind of a separate issue. But again, Kevin McCarthy said he wants to score touchdowns for the American people, and yet he hasn't moved the ball an inch. And so Matt Gaetz said, well, why don't I move the ball? And so Matt Gaetz took the ball 99 yards down the field. He is now standing on the goal line, and he has extended his arm with the ball and said, "Here you go, Kevin. All you got to do is walk it into the end zone." And if Kevin McCarthy doesn't do that, well, what else are we to assume about Kevin McCarthy except that he's playing for the other team and that he never wanted to score touchdowns for us? Matt Gaetz drafts up the subpoena. Matt Gaetz drafts up the documents. Matt Gaetz drafts up the letter. All Kevin McCarthy has to do is sign it. So now Republicans that got behind Matt Gaetz during the speaker process are going to scratch their head and they're going to say, "Well, gee, I thought Kevin McCarthy wanted to score touchdowns for us. I thought Kevin McCarthy was going to make good on his promises to the American people. I thought Kevin McCarthy was going to do the work that the Republican voters wanted him to do, but now all he has to do is sign a piece of paper. The work's already been done, and he won't even do it?" That's interesting. That's a really interesting one. How will House Republicans respond to that?
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So we have some of the most shocking footage when it comes to the illegal immigration, Biden open borders that you've ever seen. I really don't know how much worse it can get, quite frankly. We have multiple videos of train loads of illegal immigrants coming across the southern border. We have multiple videos of bus loads, now boatloads of illegal immigrants. And the Biden administration called down to Border Patrol and they said, hey, why don't you open up those gates down there so that the illegal immigrants can come in? And it's like a nightclub with bouncers, and they just do a head count and they say, okay, we're taking 200 in at this point, and then they file in the illegal immigrants. They don't stop them. And then the Biden administration tells us the border is secure. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is my guest. He joins us now. And so, Pastor, I really don't know how much worse it can get than what we're seeing right now. Boatloads, train loads, bus loads, plane loads. I mean, how does it get worse than this? And then the Biden administration tells us the border is secure. This is absolute lunacy.
Yeah, Owen, first of all, let me just say thank you for the fight that you stood, and we were praying for you like crazy.
Thank you.
Through your battle and everything. I've just landed in Cape Town, just got off the plane, so I'm on Skype on my phone. We are on a 10-country tour, but you said how much crazy can it get? I think it's going to get even more crazy because these guys are so frantic right now. They're ready to pull off anything. I was watching the news on CNN. Sorry for mentioning CNN, but it was playing in the airport, and they were stating that they're expecting major upheaval in Washington, D.C., because Biden's going to speak at the UN and all the dignitaries. So you don't even know what they're going to try to pull off. This is indeed the craziest times that we're living in.
Well, and since you mentioned that, Biden was speaking at the UN. We do have some of those clips. It's a typical Joe Biden fumbling, bumbling around, stumbling through the teleprompter. You can't even make out half of what he's saying. Zelensky was there as well. Now, he wants more money for this war. And so isn't this what it's really all about? The destruction of the United States of America, first of all, through the open borders, but they're destroying our standing in the world by just nonstop funding this war and supporting this war in Ukraine.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll tell you what, I was talking to Alex yesterday, which I'm shocked about. We started off in Nigeria, then we went to Ethiopia, then on to Kenya, and then in Malawi. Now I was in Johannesburg, Cape Town, Durban, then I go to Swaziland, then I'm on to Namibia. I'll be in Zambia and then Botswana and then Uganda and come home. It's a 6-week trip. The African countries are onto what's going on. I was shocked to see how many that were in total support of Donald Trump. I mean, Africans telling me he was the best American president. Totally opposite of what you hear on the mainstream news media. And then they are fully aware of what the U.S. UN is saying they're fully aware of what the World Economic Forum, they're aware of what the World Bank, the IMF, and Bill Gates, and all of this stuff. I mean, I've actually got hope seeing what's happening here on the African continent. And they just say that we're not doing any of this narrative. And so, I mean, obviously, they are facing their problems here, taking over whole areas of Africa, and, of course, the whole Islamic agenda. But these, the Africans, maybe there's a renaissance going to come, and it's going to come out of Africa. Now, we are only 5 countries into the 10 countries, too, but I promise you, I'm actually one. By the time I get back to America, I've got, like, hope, because there's people here saying we don't. And you will be shocked at how many people watch and listen to Alex Jones and to InfoWars. It is ridiculous. And the people that never took the vaccination. So everybody says most of Africa is vaccinated. Most of Africa is not vaccinated. They're not stupid. So, yeah, and of course, they're praying for America. They realize that this is a takedown of the United States as we know it, you know. So you just shake your head. But that's a positive report coming in from Africa. And I've been with presidents and first ladies and kings and that, and they're just saying we're not buying into this narrative. So,
well, let's expand on this.
Deciding.
This is something that doesn't really reach the American people, obviously, through the control of the American press. There's a good understanding in the African nations. When the Western doctors show up, when the Bill Gates doctors show up, they know, hey, you know, we don't take their injections. We've seen what they've done to our people. They know about the Western military-industrial complex and what it did to Gaddafi and Libya. So they have that understanding. How do you put your finger on the pulse of it? Because, like you said, they care about America. It's like people in Africa, people in Japan, hell, even people in China. It's like they care more about our fate than American liberals do.
Yeah, because they realize that America has always stood for freedom, and they always look to America. Now they're shaking their head. They talked to me about Biden. They said, how can you have a president that doesn't even make sense? If it was speaking maybe a foreign language and they didn't understand, they could say, okay, we don't understand the language. But these people are educated. Many of them have PhDs. They went to university in England and Oxford and Cambridge. And they're sitting and they're going, how do you have a president that can't keep a sentence? So they're not stupid. I think, you know, obviously, and then they watch the news media. They just see the media spinning it. So they pulled off the news. They said, we don't even watch the news because we know they're lying. So anyway, I'm very excited. I know this sounds crazy. Obviously, we're praying for America and we believe in God for a breakthrough in the United States. But our borders are open, as you were saying. A flood of illegals coming across, which we know that's the plan. And you can see what's happening in Europe. But I believe they're going to fail. I've told Alex this. I said, I believe they're going to fail. I think they overshot the mark with COVID-19 and with the vaccines. I think they shot themselves in the foot. I told Alex, listen, these guys are so desperate to see their new world order come into place that because most of them are so old and they're dying, they want to see it happen before they leave the planet. But they're going to fail. I just feel that. I feel they're failing on every side. And we're winning the war. And it's an info war. So I thank God for InfoWars and for you guys just daily talking. And I think even when Biden was talking about masks coming back now in September and then going to lockdown in October, when Alex jumped on that and blew that thing apart, they're backpedaling. Left, right, and center, and even here in Africa, they said, we're not going back to any of that stuff. We're not going to do it. So,
well, and you go around the world. You were just explaining you're going to multiple destinations on a 6-week trip. You're working with churches. You're working with church leaders. You're working with missionaries. But how much of your work in that endeavor ends up being centered around political movements and developments?
Okay, so this trip is actually a threefold trip. Number one, we're working with governments and actually to warn them of all the vulnerabilities of their countries to protect the people to protect their border, to protect their food, to protect their water, to protect their energy. So that's what we've been doing. And then we've been working with business people to raise up local business people and to get their farming up, their agriculture up, their mining up, make sure that the foreign companies coming in are not raping and pillaging their country. Where I was in Kenya, they were telling me, the first lady was telling me that the Chinese are chopping down the baobab trees. These trees take hundreds of years to grow, and they're cutting them down and hauling them off. And then they just, after all their mineral, rare earth minerals, lithium, and whatever they can get their hand on, one of the locals who was driving me around, he said, the Chinese coming here, they're taking all our jobs. They don't pay us at all. He said, this is affecting us. The same thing was happening in Malawi. And, of course, so I got to talk into the government concerning that and then speak to business people.
All right, Pastor Brown, we are up against the break. I want to dig into this experience that you have from around the world and the awakening that you are broadcasting now to the InfoWars audience. We'll be right back with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Rodney Howard Brown is our guest. He's traveling the world and sharing his experience with us. And so we don't really get much of this international messaging, Pastor Brown, where we don't really know what the global meter is like as far as what do they think about American politics? What do they think about Joe Biden, Donald Trump? What do they think about the culture? And you're getting a firsthand account, a firsthand experience of this. You're saying it's giving you hope. Expand more on what you're learning, traveling the world, talking to world leaders.
Well, when you see what's happening in America, which obviously is very concerning to any American, but then you come to countries and even like the kings in Nigeria, of course, they actually are higher than the politicians because they are, it's a hereditary throne and they're not elected. So the kings and the chiefs are the highest authority basically in the land. The politicians come to them. And then when you go to talk to the presidents, and especially people say, you know, why did they do that to President Trump? From what I spoke to, and even business people, I was talking to a billionaire in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and he's an Orthodox Christian who lives in Addis, and he is, you know, one of the richest guys in the whole of Ethiopia. We were sitting at breakfast talking. He said, that your president, he said, he's the one that was speaking the truth. He said, everybody else is lying. So, and this is on the ground everywhere. I mean, I ask questions everywhere I go. So what do you think of America? They say, well, it's like very confusing right now. We don't even know. Your president can't even remember where he is. He can't even walk properly. And why do they do that to Trump? So they're asking many questions. But they are asking about themselves. They don't want the UN's involvement in their country. They're tired of the World Bank dictating to them, giving them loans, and then holding them captive. If we gave you this loan, then you're going to pass LGBTQ. We don't want LGBTQ. In Ethiopia, they do not want LGBTQ. The same thing in Kenya and the same thing in Malawi. So they are tired of being forced on by a globalist agenda to basically break down and destroy their culture. So what I was shocked, there was even Ethiopians that were coming home. They were moving back from America because they said, we got tired of all the same-sex nonsense. We don't believe any of that. So, I mean, this is what's happening. I mean, Africans are not, they're actually... They're more civilized than, unfortunately, America is at this juncture. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of church people, leaders, they don't want to get involved in politics. I'm kind of not really because, as you know, Republicans and Democrats are two heads of the same snake. But I am involved in the issues that are affecting our congregation. Owen, if you remember, I'm the first pastor in America to get arrested in 150 years. Because I wouldn't shut the church down because of COVID. And that was on the 30th day of March 2020. And I happily went to prison. I wasn't in long, 40 minutes. I got two misdemeanors. They dropped all charges, of course, because they realized that the Constitution actually does work. When the governor made church essential service, they dropped all charges. Now, I've not spoken to our governor. Of course, I don't know him. He never contacted me. I'm just saying, I think it sent a shockwave across America at that time that they would even arrest a pastor for keeping a church open. But when I landed, and everywhere we've gone, we've been received like we were representing a government. And obviously I said, well, we represent the kingdom of God. We're actually flying on an Airbus. I have a presidential Airbus that I'm using. I've got 19 people on board, and I thought it would have an adverse reaction. Absolutely not. Every place we go, they have a red carpet rolled out. I'm meeting with all ministers, deputy ministers, minister of mining and whatever. And, of course, we've got to talk to each one of them. And they just say, listen, thank you. Thank you. We're coming to see you. Thank you for not bowing. And when you got arrested, that was a sign to us, do not take the vaccine. And I was shocked. I didn't realize that little trip to prison was actually sending a message to all my brothers and sisters. Because we originally from here. We came from South Africa to America as a missionary. And I didn't know at the time the Lord had spoken to my heart that as Joseph went to Egypt, was able to help his people in time of famine, that I'm going to send you to America. Well, I didn't understand how that is. Who am I? I'm just from the Eastern Cape of Southern Africa. But now, in the light of everything that's happened, I've been doing this 43 years. I've been in 89 countries of the world. That when they saw me get arrested, they said, that told us, don't get vaccinated and don't bow. And so people, their churches here, they never shut their doors. They're people that continued. So even though they were under the strictest lockdowns or whatever, they just continued doing it. So they told me that I was a ray of light for them. And now I'm looking at all of them, and they standing up and saying, no, we're not bound to this. They're tired of Monsanto dictating to them, the GMO seeds. They don't want GMO seeds at all. Their fertilizer has been destroyed, as you know, what's happening. But I was able to take in, through our organization, 500 tons of food into Kenya, and I donated it to the Kenyan government. So that hit the mainstream media there, and they just thanked me profusely. They said, you don't know how this is going to help our people, because they are about 3-4 months until their harvest, and, of course, they're needing fertilizer. So we're actually helping some countries get fertilizer right now. And, I am encouraged. And, look, obviously we can say cases like California and where the borders have been, and then New York and some of the other crazy places. But there are, I think, and I told this to Alex, I think where the globalists have overshot the mark, they thought America was one country that would just bow the knee like England. But they didn't understand. We actually got 50 countries in our borders. Each has a constitution. And what people don't even know, like the state of Florida's constitution is stronger than the United States constitution. So obviously we're going to deal with rhinos, and we're going to deal with, the typical American politician. But I think people are realizing we can't leave this in the hand of politicians. Even here in Africa, they realize we have to stand up. We have to make a difference. So we've got church leaders standing up. We have business people standing up. And we have governmental leaders standing up, drawing a line in the sand, saying, absolutely not. We're not going along with this. So, again, as I said to Alex, they're losing. From what I can see, they're losing. They think Bill Gates is a total criminal and should be arrested. And Fauci, especially, when I mention the name Fauci, they all laugh. Everybody laughs. It's like he's become a clown. So, they hate Pfizer, they hate Moderna, they hate all of Big Pharma and everything. So I want to encourage all the info warriors out there. There's people around the world, they're not stupid. And they also see through the whole Ukraine narrative, as many are testifying to new weapons showing up in the African theater. And they're all coming in through Ukraine. So whatever they were sending to Ukraine is now being funneled into Africa because they wanted to cause a war between Niger and Nigeria, because of oil.
And there have been some uprising in Africa. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, we're up against a break. I want to continue this conversation for another segment. We appreciate your time. He's traveling and still dialed in to the info war. Talk about a true warrior for truth. We'll be right back with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. Don't go anywhere.
The satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth. truth against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
We're getting incredible geopolitical international knowledge from Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, and there's two issues I want to dig into now. And I want to start with the compare and contrast, the juxtaposition between Trump and Biden, because it's so hard. The American political discourse and the American political understanding is so, I mean, quite frankly, half the discourse when we're dealing with the left is just completely out of their minds. I mean, it's not even based in reality at all whatsoever. So it's almost like it's not even worthy of analysis. These people are lost. But the international community sees the juxtaposition. I mean, gas prices in California today, Pastor Brown, are now hitting $6.57 a gallon, compared to $2.50, $3 when Trump was in office. I mean, if the American people can't see that, and Biden about to drain the strategic oil reserves, well, then they're just completely lost. I don't want to say if they're hopeless, but you understand what we're dealing with. But talk about the international community. They see the juxtaposition with Trump and Biden. They see through it. They see Trump, a competent competent, well-rounded, experienced, telling the truth businessman versus Joe Biden, a corrupt career politician who can't even read off a teleprompter. Talk about the international community seeing that juxtaposition and shocked by it.
Well, I mean, they think it's a joke. They think America's become a joke under Biden. And they can see through it. They listen to what he says. I mean, even CNN now is starting to call him out on all of the nonsense. Like, he was raised in a synagogue, but I thought he was raised by Puerto Ricans. Then he was raised by African Americans. I mean, his story changes like a chameleon to whoever he's with. And I mean, they even watch because, you know, the mainstream media is there. They get to see Fetterman, who can't even dress properly in the Senate. And now we don't even know the guy that's actually there. Is he really Fetterman? How did the guy go from a slurring, bungling idiot that got elected? Now he seems like, did they give him a lobotomy? What happened? So the whole world out here is asking questions. They want to know what's going on. And how can the American, I think that's the question they say, how can the American people not see through what's going on? And I said, well, there's a lot of people connected. They say, well, I voted, and then they don't do anything. But these guys realize that if, again, as we, and InfoWars is on it, about all that has to happen for evil to prevail is for good people to do absolutely nothing. And the African people are crying out. They're saying, we can't have America go down. America's got to stand. America cannot go down. And this is what they're talking to me about. And even the young people. So I think there's a whole uprising amongst the youth. Remember, they're the ones that have had access to the internet. They've had access to TikTok. They've had access to many of the YouTube clips and stuff. So the young people are the ones that are actually asking the questions. And whatever African country that's bought into the narrative, the young people, no, we're not interested in this lie. They can see through everything. If you start talking about the New World Order, one money system, one world religion, they can see it. They can see it. So many say to them, please, please tell us America's going to make it through this. Please tell us America's not going to collapse, because they realize that America is the last stand for freedom, and that if America goes, the lights go out around the planet. So I said, look, I feel America's going to make it, which I know that sounds crazy, but I'm an optimist. And I believe as long as there's a Alex and a Owen and a Rodney, that we're going to make it. We're going to turn this thing around, because they're already losing. They're losing on every front. And there's many patriots out there. Even my trip through California, and I went before the service 2 hours and shook hands with thousands of people before they came into the venue. And every one of them took my hands. These are Californians. We haven't bowed. We didn't take the backs. We don't care what the governor says. We haven't got rid of our weapons. I mean, so there's many patriots out there. I think Americans are just not, many of them not vocal. I was laughing with my team because everywhere we've gone, we've had motorcades. When you come in under president's protocol, I mean, they're taking you through the cities with vehicles and sirens and stuff like that. That's how we move around. And I was laughing when we were in Kenya because the vehicle they used is a tiny little car, but it had the worst sirens on it. And I told everybody in my party, I said, you see, you don't have to be the biggest vehicle. You just have to be the tiniest thing making the most noise. And all the traffic stopped, and they moved this motorcade through. So I said, that little vehicle there with those two cops in it with the sirens and whatever, all you have to do is be a voice making a noise for many, many, many years. And again, we were, because my wife's family, she hadn't even met, she came to see us, and we were talking, and he said, man, he said, you know, InfoWars. I said, yeah. I said, Alex is a friend of mine. He said, you're kidding me. I said, no. I said, let me call him now. So I put him on the phone. The guy said, he said, Alex, I listen all the time. And,
Pastor Brown, this is so funny you're saying this. I still have a bunch of friends, because I came from sports media, and I switched to politics because I realized the situation our country is in. I can't enjoy sports if we don't even have a country. And so I still have friends in sports media. and they do these things. They do field walks before football games, and they talk to coaches and everything. And coaches are bringing me up to my friends, and they're like, hey, did you hear about this Owen Schroyer who's getting sentenced for a speech? And they're like, yeah, that's my friend. I've known him forever. I mean, the word is getting out. And like you mentioned earlier, when they arrested you for opening your church, it sent shockwaves through the Christian body. It sent shockwaves through the church. And so let me just say, I've got some legal announcement I'm going to make. I'll make it in the next segment considering this. But let's just say, I mean, when they go after peaceful people, when they go after good men and women, that sends shockwaves through the body politic. And they just say, wow, this is how evil it is. They're arresting pastors who open their church. They're arresting journalists who call for peace. And it's a major awakening going on.
And arresting little grannies with big gulps walking into the Capitol after the doors have been opened by the police. Come on. And as we were laughing because I was talking. I mean, we had thousands of people in the meetings in Kenya. I was speaking to 16,000 people in attendance in the meeting. And I said, in our country, we just had an overthrow of our government with little old ladies. And the place roared. I said, you guys
Grandma and Grandpa overthrew their government with a 72-ounce big gulp of Diet Coke.
And because they really see overthrows. Yeah, in Africa, I said, the worst overthrow in the history of the planet involved old grannies and grandpas marching through the Capitol. And some of them have been arrested and never been let out of.
Well, on a more serious note, I don't know if you saw this because you've been traveling, Pastor. The Department of Justice just arrested a 73 and a 74-year-old grandma for protesting at an abortion clinic. The judge goose-stepped him into the gulag.
It's mind-blowing stuff. But that just shows you the communist takeover that's underway in America this time. In South Africa, what we're dealing with, all the courts have been set. So you can't, if you file a lawsuit that's going to take 15 to 20 years, and they've rigged all the that's what I've been finding out while I've been on the ground. So the people are questioning everything, and that's what everybody should not tell our church. I tell every member, question every single thing. Don't believe anything I tell you because I told you. Check it, double check it, and then when you've buried a fighter for yourself, then we move on. Because that's what people are doing. They just believe any nonsense that comes along.
Yep.
And, one of the things, too, that they're asking me is how come more ministers didn't say, where were all the preachers?
Yeah.
Why did they cave? Why are they so afraid? And I said, well, maybe they're afraid to die. Because I don't know where they're going to go, you know, and that's why we preach the gospel.
Maybe thanks to your strength and courage, they won't be afraid if they try to do this again. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, we really appreciate your time as you're traveling. Revival.com to follow his work, and safe travels, Pastor.
Thank you, Owen. Keep up the good work. Bless you. Praying for you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That means a lot. And in that note, I'll go ahead and give the legal update on the other side of this break.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, we're back here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in, and as I teased, I do have a bit of a legal update, and I feel that I need to stay up to date on this news with you in the audience because of your continued support at defendowen.com and just the prayers and the words of support and everything else. And so I just will give you the personal news to keep you updated real quick and then get into some other news that is relevant to the case. We have officially filed our motion to appeal the decision a week ago today. Hard to believe. That was a week ago, that historic day in American history. We have officially filed our motion to appeal as of today and requested that I still remain on release under probation and pretrial services, as I have been for almost 5 years now, with perfect behavior, not good behavior, perfect behavior, 100% perfect behavior. That's what the pretrial services and the probation officers filed to the judge. And so that has been filed today. We are expecting the response from the government by the end of the week. That's really all that needs to be said about that right now. Any other pontifications or rumors or anything else there in the news that usually gets this whole thing wrong, feel free to read it and judge it whatever you want. But that is the case. We have filed our appeal, requested I stay out of jail during the appeal process. This thing could take a year, potentially. And so that's where it's at right now. And now getting into some of the developing news around this. The U.S. government has taken an extreme interest in my case, more so than they originally had from the beginning. So the notion since 2019 has been, we have to make an example of Owen Schroyer. That was the U.S. government stance, the Democrat Party stance since 2019, is that we are going to make an example of Owen Schroyer. They then redoubled those efforts in their sentencing memo that resulted in the sentencing a week ago today. They have now redoubled those efforts because of, really, I would say, the impact of this audience and just the fact that it was a top trending news story. People couldn't believe that the U.S. government would be criminalizing speech and be trying to incarcerate an American journalist for his speech. And that is exactly what happened. You can read the sentencing memo for yourself. You can read the transcription of the hearing that day for yourself. That's exactly what the U.S. government argued and has done. Well, as I've said, and as we knew, and that's why this sent shockwaves through the American people, Owen Schroyer is now the test case. It's always got to be InfoWars. Just like Alex Jones was the test case for censorship, and we saw what happened since. Now even Russell Brand has just been taken from YouTube monetization. Not R. Kelly, though. Not Cardi B, though. They still can be there and monetize, but Russell Brand gets shut down. That's another story. Alex Jones was the test case for internet censorship. Owen Schroyer is the test case for speech imprisonment. That's what's going on. So now another journalist has now been charged by a D.C. jury, and that is Stephen Horn. Now, Stephen is not set for sentencing until January. And I would say it's perfectly fair and reasonable that the outcome of Owen Schroyer's case before and after is going to be precedent setting and may impact this independent journalist's case and sentencing as well. Now, Stephen's legal strategy was different than mine. He decided to go in front of a D.C. jury. And so now he actually is facing four charges. His case is obviously different than mine. He did go into the Capitol, but he was there filming, documenting, as a journalist would do. Labeled as a rioter, he did nothing but film inside the Capitol. Now, going into the details of Horn's case is revolver.news. And many other people picking this story up as well. But folks, it's not a coincidence that this follows my case. It's not a coincidence that the sentencing is going to be in January. And believe me, the precedent, just like Alex Jones with internet censorship, is Owen Schroyer with speech imprisonment. So that's why this is such a huge case. We'll see what happens in the appeals process, but this could make it to the Supreme Court. Now, this has had such an impact, and again, I thank this audience, I thank all the members of the media that have covered this case, I thank all the Americans, not just for supporting me, but understanding the larger issue to support free speech and truth in journalism and justice in America. They have now charged Ray Epps. One charge for Ray Epps. I got four. Never went in. Never encouraged anybody to go in. Ray Epps did. He now has one charge. Now, this saga is kind of unreal. First, Ray Epps is on the FBI's list. Then he gets removed from the list. And they say, nope, nothing to see here. Then his text messages and communications leaked where he's bragging about, he says he orchestrated the entire thing. Folks, they have my cell phones.
They have my electronic data. I never said anything even close to that. I mean, never said anything like that, never would. And if I did, you know you'd hear about it. Nothing exists like that. Ray Epps, on the other hand, it does, in multiple occurrences, including the night before and the day of, encouraging people to go into the Capitol. He faces one charge. So what is this really about? Well, it looks like a cover your ass by the government, doesn't it? Could it be because of this tweet from Tim Pool and other coverage like it? Tim Pool last week, after seeing my sentencing, Owen Schroyer, quote, death to tyrants, 100 days in prison, recommended. Ray Epps, we have to go into the Capitol. No charges as of yet, defended by media and Democrats. Folks, there was such backlash from my case, it is likely they've now been forced to charge Ray Epps. This whole thing is so obviously injustice, it's unbelievable. And that's exactly what's going on here. This is injustice. This is the injustice system, and the American people see through it. I'm still fighting just to stay out of jail. But what are you going to do when the government misrepresents the facts in their filings? What are you going to do when a judge misrepresents the facts in their filings? Anti-Trump Obama judge Tanya Chutkan called January 6th an armed attempt to overthrow this government. She says in her filing, that's not hyperbole. It was literally an armed attempt. No, it wasn't. There was not a single person that's been charged that had any arms on them. I guess I have two arms, actually. I guess I do have two arms, guys. I guess, is that what she's talking about? Because I have arms attached to my body? I literally have limbs with phalanges at the end of them? Is that what she means with arms? I do have an arm. Here's a bicep. Here's a forearm. Here's a hand. That's an arm. No weapons, though. Nobody had any weapons. Nobody had any guns. And they know that. So why did she say it was an armed attempt to overthrow the government? Why did she say that? Another interesting story. A January 6th rioter was convicted and sentenced in secret. No one will say why. Secret. Now, as we approach the 2024 election, this is so key. Not just for freedom of speech, not just for truth and journalism and justice in America, but my biggest fear at this point is if they can set the precedent to incarcerate and keep Owen Schroyer on probation for his speech, that there's going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of journalists that will suffer the same fate in the immediate future. And now we're talking about an American country where the First Amendment doesn't actually exist as intended, and people on all sides of the spectrum politically are going to be afraid to speak out against government activity and corruption because they know they could face jail time if they do so. So we are now in a totalitarian, fascistic, authoritarian, corrupt government state where speech can now lead to imprisonment.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.